Rhode Island's taken a unique step to combat a sexually transmitted disease that's a leading cause of cervical cancer. This has led the state to require that seventh graders get vaccinated against HPV, the most common sexually transmitted disease that can morph into several types of cancer. The new state requirement has sparked a protest organized by the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity, a conservative group that lobbies on behalf of small government initiatives. Last week, the group held an anti-HPV vaccine rally featuring parents who believe their children have been made sick by the vaccine. The center's position is simple and perhaps deceptively so. The group says parents should be able to make their own decision about whether to give children the HPV vaccine. Those against mandatory vaccinations are also upset that the state health department added this requirement without legislative approval. And they insist, against substantial evidence, that there's no major public health issue at stake. Yet facts are stubborn things. What they show is that HPV is the number one sexually transmitted disease in the country and that it causes nearly 30,000 cases of cervical cancer each year, according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The most effective way to combat this illness is to immunize 11 and 12-year-olds, according to health officials. HPV can also cause penile and anal cancers and genital warts. Protesters also assert that HPV is not a communicable disease that is spread in a school environment, but students must be immunized against other diseases that are not directly spread in schools, such as tetanus. Some parents may think that having their children immunized will lead them to believe they can have sex without repercussions. A teenager with an HPV shot isn't protected against pregnancy or other venereal diseases. Rhode Island's policy seems to be reasonable with regard to parental rights. Parents can exempt their children by asking for a religious exemption or by getting a medical pass from a family physician. So there are opt-outs for those with strong feelings on the issue. So far, health officials have reported no serious side effects linked to this vaccine. The Freedom and Prosperity Center also points to Texas, where the legislature overturned an HPV requirement in 2007. You might ask why Rhode Island would model a children's health care policy on Texas, a state with more than double our rate of children without health insurance. Whether you like it or not, government has a role in defending the health and safety of Americans. Among the best examples, the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act, which cut water and air pollution. Does anyone argue rationally that we should go back to an era when Narragansett Bay was an open sewer? And let's not forget it was government action that eradicated the scourge of polio. The American Medical Association urges that students and parents get educated about the HPV vaccine. This vaccine works best when given to 11 and 12-year-olds when their immune systems are still developing. Maybe some parents would have second thoughts about exempting their kids from immunization if they turned 20 and contracted a terrible disease that could have been prevented with a simple vaccine. Rhode Island has long been lampooned for being tops in the country on such dubious measures as political corruption and high unemployment. Isn't it time we celebrated our rank as the only state that requires both girls and boys to get vaccinated against HPV?